Johnson Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Former President Trump will be arraigned Tuesday afternoon on charges related to alleged mishandling of classified documents. Our White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy is in Miami.
Security here in downtown Miami has ramped up, and the posture inside the courthouse is also tightened with additional metal detectors now positioned just outside the 13th floor courtroom where Trump will appear. The proceeding should only last a few minutes. It'll involve the magistrate judge reading Trump and his body man their rights. Both men will offer an initial plea, and the court will then set the terms for their release.
Get ready for a parade, Denver. Your Nuggets are NBA champions for the first time in franchise history. Coach Michael Malone on ESPN on ABC.
All the hard work, all the sacrifice, all the dedication, all culminated with us winning a championship. But I got news for everybody out there. We're not satisfied with one. We want more.
The Nuggets defeated the Miami Heat in Game 5, 94-89. The parade will be held on Thursday. A tour boat flipped over in a cave in Lockport, New York. Fire Chief Luca Quagliano.
Unfortunately, we did have one fatality in the incident. It is believed for a time that he was initially stuck underneath the capsized boat, and it did take some time to get him recovered.
Several were injured. It's a first in the nation.
Beginning next month,
Grubhub Perks give you deals on all the
food delivery workers in New York City will make nearly $18 an hour as New York becomes the nation's first city to mandate a minimum wage for the app-based restaurant employees. By 2025, it'll rise to $20. Then after that, the pay will be indexed to inflation. Right now, delivery workers' current pay is about $12 an hour, but apps are pushing back. DoorDash says it's considering legal action. Uber says the law will eliminate jobs, and Grubhub says it'll have serious adverse consequences for delivery workers. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
A portion of I-95 in Philadelphia collapsed on Sunday after a tanker truck exploded, and now a body was recovered from the wreckage. Mike Carroll is the Pennsylvania Secretary of Transportation.
The tractor and trailer were trying to navigate the curve, lost control of the vehicle, landed on its side, and ruptured the tank and ignited the fire.
We now know the cause of death for world champion sprinter and three-time Olympic medalist Tori Bowie, who was found dead in her Orlando, Florida area home last month. According to an autopsy report, she died due to complications from childbirth. She was about 8 months pregnant and was in labor at the time of her death. She was only 32 years old. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Dr. Rick here. With another telltale sign you're turning into your parents, getting particular about your drive-thru order.
Don't pull away yet. I like to check the bag because one time they forgot to give me extra ketchup.
People are waiting.
I'm only seeing four nuggets. Bop, bop, bop. Wait, nope, there's five.
Progressive can't help you from becoming your parents, but we can help you compare rates on home insurance with HomeQuote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Wachs can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, June 13th. In Wood County, the Human Resources Committee will meet at 2 in the Council Chambers at City Hall. The North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board Executive Committee will meet at 3:30 by teleconference. The City of Nakusa Ways and Means Committee will meet at 6:30 in the Council Chambers, followed by the Common Council meeting at 7. In Portage County, the Central Wisconsin Airport meeting scheduled for 8 a.m. has been canceled. The Village of Whiting will hold their Village Board meeting at 6. In Adams County, the City of Adams Public Works Committee will meet at 5. Tomorrow, the McMillan Library is partnering with the Wisconsin Rapids Park and Recreation Department to have an outdoor messy craftmakers event at Robinson Park. They will be making tie-dye or galaxy t-shirts from 2 to 4. Please sign up at teen@mcmillanlibrary.org. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers overnight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 51, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms, daytime highs approaching 68. Mainly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 50. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
We get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
would
that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is
thrill seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows around 50. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 63. Cloudy. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 53. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump will be arraigned Tuesday afternoon. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who's going against Trump for the GOP presidential nomination, told a CNN town hall,
"It is a very tight, very detailed, evidence-laden indictment, and the conduct in there is awful."
The Denver Nuggets have finally won the title. They beat the Miami Heat in the NBA Finals in 5 games. Nikola Jokic led the team to the victory on ESPN on ABC.
It's good. The job is done. We can go home now.
The team will be celebrated with a parade on Thursday. A tour boat capsized in New York. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Officials say the boat on an underground cavern system tour in Lockport, New York, became unstable and flipped.
Reported a boat that is capsized.
There were 29 people on board, all thrown into waters about 55 degrees.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows around 50. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 63. Cloudy. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 53. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Bikers raising money for cancer research rolled through the area this weekend. Brittany Merlot has more details.
And the first annual Crete Trucks and a Rooftop Run rumbled through the state as bikers from near and far raised money for the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation. On Saturday, 20 motorcycles stopped at 10 locations from Tomahawk to Stevens Point, collecting donations.
Road trips are more fun in the summer. The Portage County Speed Enforcement Task Force wants to make sure you arrive at your destination safely. Several agencies will participate in a multi-jurisdictional traffic safety task force working toward decreasing crashes and encouraging drivers to voluntarily comply with traffic laws. Now through August, they will focus on making stops for common violations that make unsafe driving conditions. Be safe on the roadways this summer. Buckle up, put down the phone, slow down, and arrive safely. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 51. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 68. Mainly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 50. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to
PVA.org. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248.